Pinkerton did not have McClellan under surveillance because, after the general's firing, the spymaster followed him out the door. Disgusted with how McClellan had been treated, and unwilling to work for Burnside, whom he didn't trust and thought was incompetent, Pinkerton resigned. He claimed Stanton tried to talk him into staying as the Army of the Potomac spy chief, but that does not ring true. Stanton knew that Pinkerton had fed McClellan's delusions of being outnumbered by the enemy, and Burnside was happy to be rid of the detective. Pinkerton had George Bangs buy from the army the latest gray mare he had been riding and ship her to him. He continued haggling with the Treasury Department into the winter of 1865 over unpaid bills dating back to his spy work for McClellan in the Ohio Department. He also ordered his detectives who had worked for the Army of the Potomac to return to his company headquarters, and he boxed up all his military records, including the spy reports, and shipped them to Chicago. Burnside was left with practically empty intelligence files when he took command. With Pinkerton out of the picture, Stanton allowed Lafayette Baker to expand his force from 24 operatives in October to about 30 in November, and become Washington's only Secret Service chief hunting Southern subversives. He proved to be even less competent in military intelligence and counterintelligence than Pinkerton. Pinkerton quit being a spy, but he continued as a federal contractor, having his detectives investigate fraud in New York's dispersing and mustering office and illegal contraband trade in the cotton buying operations Union forces supervised in the Deep South territory they occupied. This was work far more suited to his detective skills than espionage. Pinkerton also continued to share with McClellan gossip he picked up on the Army of the Potomac commanders who succeeded the general. When military officers later asked for his records, particularly his estimates of Confederate capabilities, Pinkerton balked. Only McClellan could have access to those files in preparing his lengthy after-action report on his campaigns. "I have always considered the service in which I was engaged by you as personal to you," he wrote the general to explain why he would not cooperate. That was true, and was why he had failed as a military intelligence officer.